Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Easter holiday weekend. Let's talk some traditional spring sports now. Those officially begin on Monday, April the 5th. We're talking about softball and baseball and boys and girls track. And we're joined now by Rocket softball coach John Nelson. And I guess before we start to talk about this season, we reflect back to last year. And I know you can't help but think about those seniors that you had on your team last year that were going to have an opportunity to compete at a high level, and they didn't get that. So I know you got to think a little bit about that as we start this 2021 spring.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really tough to get through, and that was tough for those four seniors to kind of process and get through. But we're going to make sure we honor them this year. There are a couple different ways we're going to honor them. We're definitely going to try to have a senior night for them with our senior night that we have. So Grace Irwin, Kenzie Reimers, Haley Diener, and Maddie Rowe will be able to have that night. We plan on honoring them. So, I think they handled it like champions. And I've talked to them all several times. I see Kenzie Reimers twice a week. And so she keeps me updated on what everybody's doing, and I've talked to the other ones. And so hopefully we can get them back and be able to honor them.
All right. Well, a little bit different, a delayed start this year, and the IHSA announced that back in late January when they said, hey, we're going to try and get all these remaining sports in. But then they would eventually announce that there's going to be a true state tournament series in the traditional spring sports. So you're starting later as compared to, previous years, and you're going to end a little bit later. And I know you hope your program can play until that final weekend. The season would officially end, June 19th. So, when you factor in everything, when you consider what was going on, is it really kind of the best case scenario now, you think?
You know, it is, and we're just kind of taking it with the approach is just control what we can control. You know, we can't control what kind of mitigations are going to happen during our season or anything like that. We just want to go out and play our game, and whether we got to wear masks or not, or, whether it starts April, or March, what doesn't matter. We get a season, we're pretty excited about that, and we're ecstatic that we get a postseason. The kids know how talented this team is, and they're just itching to play, and they can't wait to get out and go prove it themselves.
All right, and you talk about high expectations. The Rockets, I mean, this was about a month ago when they announced, or maybe even longer than that, they announced the Illinois Coaches Association preseason rankings, and the Rock Ridge Rockets have the target on their back, preseason number one. So what about that, Coach Nelson?
That's like the third year in a row we've started like that, and so I've talked to a couple of kids, and they were like, hey, that's what we do. We like the target on our back. The last couple of years, we've actually had targets printed on the back of our practice jerseys, and we embrace that, and we go out and we work, and we know that by having that, we have to go out and earn it. One game at a time, we play the toughest competition that we can play on our schedule, and we want to live up to that number one ranking and go out there take this as far as we can take it.
All right, so practices start Monday, and there's going to be an overlap for about a couple of weeks with, high school volleyball that is being played in the spring here. So you from a scheduling standpoint, you've waited. I think according to the IHSA rules, after seven practices, you could officially play games. But it looks like from your schedule, you're going to wait actually until April the 19th to play your first game.
Yeah, absolutely. April 1st or April 5th is when we can start practicing. We got a lot of kids, really a lot of kids playing volleyball, and we support them in that, and they're really talented. When maybe after a volleyball practice, if they can come down and play catch or get some reps or whatever, they're going to do that as often as possible, or before or after games or something like that. And we'll do what we can as far as that goes. And get them involved as often as possible. And after that, when their season's over with, I believe April 15th, we'll get as many full team practices in as we can, and just do the best we can with what we got.
So your schedule is going to look like what this year? I know you open the season April the 19th, and you'll play Rock Island High School. So you feel good about putting, you know, a traditional you know, kind of schedule together? I know when we look back to like the basketball season and the volleyball season, the you know, schedule is really limited, basically kind of just conference play for a lot of these schools. But I think the spring schedule is allowing you to play a little bit more, right? How did you manage that, or how did you set that up here in the spring of 2021?
Yeah, right now we've got 33 games on our schedule. We play all of our conference rivals twice, and then we are the conference teams that are on the other side of the conference. We have Saturday doubleheaders with them. And then we're lucky enough to have a very strong non-conference schedule. We play all the big six teams right now, except Quincy. I think Sterling, but if I can get a doubleheader with Sterling, I'm going to try to do that too. I just believe that a strong non-conference schedule is going to prepare us for that postseason.
All right. Now, are they – I can't remember. Can you have tournaments, or you can't have tournaments during the regular season? How does that work?
I think I was told we cannot have tournaments. We usually host a tournament, and so we're not going to have that this year.
Yeah, that's the bummer of the COVID mitigations. There's no question about that. So the state of softball in the area, when you look at, you know, area teams, as you mentioned, you're going to play most of the Western Big Six competition. But, you know, when you look at 2A in general, we've been so accustomed to Rock Ridge making deep state tournament runs. What about the state of kind of 2A softball? What do you think?
I think 2A softball might be one of the strongest classes out there. With a lot of 3A teams that have been brought back down to 2A. You're going to see Stillman Valley back in it, teams like that. I think Rock Falls is a 2A again. There are a lot of 3A teams that are back in 2A. So it's definitely not going to be a cakewalk. excuse me, even just locally here, Riverdale is going to be strong. Sherrard's going to miss some kids this year, but, you know, they're building a strong program as well. I think it's a strong class all around.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. That's going to be fun. Now, just kind of sizing up your team, because we missed last year. So, you know, with the pandemic, no IHSA softball season. So when you look at, you know, leading up to April 19th, you know, are there still some battles to be won in terms of positions, you know, the lineup, you know, pitching, you know, just kind of give us a thumbnail schedule of all that right now.
Yeah, we're returning 8 starters from last year. We've got 2 starters who played on the state championship team in Olivia Drish and Leah Kendall. We should be pretty strong up the middle with Lexi Hines at shortstop and up-and-comer Kendra Lewis also playing shortstop. Some great second baseman in Sierra Bush and Peyton Brown. And then Leah Kendall in center field with Bayla Bogner catching. But honestly, this is probably the deepest we've been since I've been here. The talent all around is unbelievable. Really, really talented kids coming in that play on very, very good travel teams around here. Our corners should be really tight too. Taylor Seedam and Olivia Drish will probably be our corners to start the season. And then a really strong outfield too, with talented kids competing for outfield positions like Keaton Freer, Corey Needham, Billy Dietrich. We should be pretty good.
And then what about your pitching? How does that line up?
Excellent. We have 4 very, very good pitchers. Olivia Drish, Lexi Hines, Peyton Brown, and Kendra Lewis. And also Mikaelin Hofer, who's a sophomore. She's a very talented pitcher too. So we're pretty deep there too. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be tough seeing that much talent sitting on the bench when I can only put 9 on the field at a time, when I have 15 or 16 that I can put in there at any time. So, pretty happy about that. Like I said, I don't think we've ever been this deep, ever, since I've been here.
All right. Well, looking forward to covering the Rockets this spring in the softball preseason number 1 in the Illinois Coaches Association poll. And again, they begin play on April the 19th. They take on the Rock Island Rocks. Again, the traditional spring sports, baseball, softball, and boys and girls track, they start practice on Monday. Coach, we'll see you out at the Diamond here this spring. We missed you last spring, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, and happy Abner Double Day Day.
Yeah, amen, man. Amen. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more on the WMJ Sportsline right after this.